Hey, welcome in time for Daily Editorial. Lance, we're going to go ahead and drop the fact that we're not going to do Daily Editorials on Monday. We are. The reason we're going to do that is things happen over the weekend that are too important for us not to opine on. First thing I want to start on is the Southwest Airlines thing. Now Jimmy is looking into it, has looked into it further. And apparently, there's a possibility that even American Airlines, in protest for the forced vaccination, is going to be canceling flights because pilots are simply not showing up. Southwest vehemently denied that their pilots were doing this, but the proof is in the pudding. Jimmy, comments on that first of all.
Well, it looks like that the Jacksonville air traffic controllers did a sick out, a walkout, which really affected travel in the area. Then the president of Southwest put out a memorandum and basically kind of like, well, it's weather and ATC, air traffic control related issues, but we're going to stick with you. But apparently a large percentage or a good percentage, over 20% or something like that, of their pilots are calling in sick, as well as like over 20% of the air traffic controllers. And of course, the latest as of last night was that American Airlines pilots may go ahead and do the same. And all of them are protesting the vaccine mandates. Again, this is it's just getting insane, the push for the mandates when there's treatments that are out there available, when the if you're under 50 or 60, you've got a very low probability of having any negative effects.
I want to
And
make
there's no
sure.
discussion on natural immunity. And what it's doing, it's just shutting down the economy everywhere. So it's basically an attempt to grab power by the Biden administration, the Biden regime, and different union leaders. And I think it's going to come back and smack them right in the face.
Well, I think we're not going to know for sure until the upcoming election results are in. And if they're in and they are clean and certified as being clean, then I think we're going to know for sure. A lot of
Yeah,
people
no certification. I mean, the last time the certification was just because of political pressure and
I
public
totally
opinion.
understand, Jimmy. I totally
Yeah.
understand that. I'm just saying if the results are satisfactory to you and I, that they are accurate, I guess is perhaps a better way to put it. We're not doing really well economically right now in the sense that the inflation is skyrocketing. Food prices are up astronomically high, and fuel prices are now up astronomically high. And I don't know about you, I don't know if you do the shopping, obviously. I do my own shopping, and fuel prices are killing me, and food prices are killing me, Jim. I'm not really sure what to say about that, other than there doesn't seem to be a hell of a lot I can do about it.
Well, again, the Biden regime is putting these pressures on large companies to fire workers. We've got these global supply chain shutdowns, primarily because of COVID mandates and union leveraging the COVID mandates for their advantage to try to gain more power to say, oh, we've got it. And this big push, basically, it's a big push to reshape the entire way the world's economy works. And when I say that's going to slap them in the face, maybe it'll happen at the polls, but basically people are getting to the point where they're so frustrated and they're so angry, they're starting to stand up all around the world. In Australia and Melbourne, there's massive riots going on there. In France and London and Rome, here in America, but you get very little press coverage because it doesn't fit the narrative that the global corporate media wants to share. But yes, the inflation potential. Well, we already know the inflation numbers, the job losses. These things are all incredibly damaging to our economy and into our individual. They're damaged to our mental health, to our psyche, to our lives, to our futures. And this is basically what you get with a progressive liberal agenda.
And it's a progressive liberal agenda, Jim, that I think is being supported by a third party. And I believe from the bottom of my heart that that third party happens to be the Chinese. I believe that we are at war with China. And having said that, I truly believe at this moment in time that the Chinese are winning. You brought up anger, and I'm going to let you go here in about 30 seconds because I know you got to take your daughter to school. But, The anger that I'm seeing, even in our neighborhood, Jimmy, is absolutely amazingly high. I have to be incredibly careful what I have to say. Obviously, Irish, another listener, probably CFS, got very angry at me over the weekend. No, it was Larry. I'm sorry, not CFS. CFS has always been a gentleman, but Larry and Irish got very angry at me because of the appearance made by Dr. Chuck. I wish you guys would kind of cut me a little bit of slack. Dr. Chuck said virtually everything that I posted in an independent article that Eddie, you sent me. The only thing that Dr. Chuck didn't stress was this article did stress the significant, did state that the danger from the booster was significant. Give me a quick opinion on that, Jim, and then I'll let you go.
More and more data is coming out that the vaccines do not work, that
Oh,
they
yeah.
fade. Even a Pfizer study of, I believe, about 3.5 million people shows that after 5 months, the less than 50% effectiveness. And there's new studies that are coming out that are saying it's actually ineffective, and that you carry the low a strong viral load and can pass it. So, the boosters, we know that 16 of the 18 members of the FDA Advisory Council advised against it, and the FDA still pushed it. This is just, we're getting to almost the theater of the absurd with this administration pushing these vaccinations. Joe Biden this weekend was trying to justify more vaccinations. He can't speak, he can't talk. People aren't answering the questions, like you say, on the talk shows, because it's just an entire foundation of lies and a whole effort to control the narrative. And the problem is a lot of people get their information from these federal entities. Doctors do. So Dr. Page is trying to, he's getting information from flyers, from his organization, from the CDC, from the FDA, and we can't trust it. We just can't trust it because there have been so many lies and so much misinformation. And when Dr. Fauci says, oh, there's things are changing. Well, it's changing, and he's actually pushing in the wrong direction when things change. And that's why I think a lot of people are incredibly frustrated when they hear professionals continue to spout what's happening with the with the vaccines and of course the boosters. And it's so disturbing, so depressing to not be able to have any faith or trust in the organizations that we pay as taxpayers to make sure that we do good things. And it's becoming so apparent. I don't know how they're going to be able to come out of this, but I'll tell you one thing, with pressures like these people doing sick outs with the airlines, the pressures for supply chain, the pressures on economic pressures that are coming in, something's going to have to change in this Biden administration, or they're going to have to come down hard with law enforcement and use the military against the population. And I think when they do that, they've crossed the line if they go that
I
far.
agree 1,000%. Jimmy, I know you got to take your daughter to school. Drive safely on your way in and out. Thank you so much for your time, Jim.
No, it's always a pleasure. Thanks. Bye.